listening closely. We doing our own thing, but we doing this for the culture. Check out the topic. Don't be the subject. We keep it
poppin'.
You can be up next. We are more than culture.
More than culture.
More than culture. More than culture. We are more than culture. More than culture.
Yo, that nigga got on Ralph, son. Yeah,
yo, man. Come out of there, yo.
Need your nipples.
Yo, Aquaman, give me your shit.
Yo.
Need your nipples out, son. Break yourself.
Yo, nipplehead, give me your shit.
Straight Rob, take everything.
Rob that nigga for his low gear. Like, nowhere.
Yo.
Like, yo, hey, yo, yeah.
That's crazy, taking a nigga pants.
Taking a nigga's pants.
Off with the jeans.
13. You gonna wear them again?
Off with the jeans. It is 13.
You gonna wear Ralph jeans, son? With these, let me get these boots, B. These low boots, I need them, son.
Them polo boots, though, was the ones.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
They became the fuck nigga boot after a little while.
75, wasn't it?
They was high.
They was high as fuck in the
Yeah,
because
they was still, they hit 200 at one time.
It was like, you nigga ain't had to have shit else on when you had them boots, nigga. I got, that's it.
Bro, I can wear them with swim trunks.
Yeah.
You feel me?
With polo t-shirt, you met the man.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. You're all I need. Mm-hmm. Y'all young niggas don't know nothing about being somebody. I'm gonna talk about niggas. You see Chris Cross, boom, pants backwards.
Oh, yeah. Said, being nigga, somebody. The day after Chris Cross was on Living Color,
you crazy.
The whole school got sent to the principal's office, nigga. They was like, this man, turn your clothes back around.
Right.
But it was the whole goddamn school.
I did do it like 2 days, bro. I had some jeans.
The niggas
shorts.
Who had the jersey was really.
I had some jean shorts, I turned around. And then,
when they cut off
backwards,
that's what backwards shorts on first
backwards
off.
Jeans shorts is
that's
wild.
Just that's crazy.
Now you got a piss, you can't do nothing.
Ah, bro, it's real.
That nigga like John Cena.
That nigga say, "Yo, unzip me in the back."
That boy got on shorts like Terry Crews.
Them shorts came with G units.
G shorts backwards is sick work. Why you had jeans though? Why you just wear them?
Because it was hot. Mm. When Jump was out, that shit was hot, bro.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
When Little Color came on, it was a wrap. The next day, it was done. I was like, I ain't got no baseball jersey. I'm lame as hell.
I had one, bro, but it was not the one to have.
Yeah, Atlanta Black
Crack. No, nah, it was a Braze, but it was like one. It was from like Kroger's.
Braze shirt day. It was like the shirt day shit.
It just said Braves.
Oh, them Braves said Kroger's on the back. Some of them said Kroger on the back.
It was like from Kroger's.
It said aisle 3 on the back of my shit.
I'm for real. It's like Kroger's is SunTrust Bank, not SunTrust, but like it had all.
They had a sponsor jersey.
You feel me?
Yeah, you can't wear that.
They got Wachovia on the back of that.
It said Smuckers.
Can't get away with that one.
Man, niggas was checking.
If you gonna wear that back, you gonna get cooked.
Smuckers on the front, Braves on the back.
You got the good shit on the back of that motherfucker.
We got that jelly jersey.
But niggas was broke too, so they probably niggas.
Nah, man.
They gonna roast your ass.
Roast the most, bro.
Sea lunch coming? Oh, man.
I let a broke nigga get 2 good fits. It's over with.
I remember in the 10th grade, when the jean shorts was a real thing? Like, that was a fresh item?
Come on,
denim shorts.
I had a pair of crossbows.
My mom wouldn't buy me none, nigga. I cut some shorts or some bands.
Some jeans. But
I thought I killed the game because I got the little strip from the Michael's store where you can iron the shit, like fold it with like it's got a hem in it. Uh-uh. But it got on the floor under my dead life. Boy, is them cutoffs with the hem in it? I was like, man, watch out. Hey, everybody, nigga, was in the hallway. Hey, big boy got on the goddamn.
Bruh, that nigga looked under your shorts.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
That's wild.
Boy, I know, goddamn. You know how you try to sag your shit a little bit? Yeah. You had this, your shorts like right now.
You must
now.
Didn't do a good job with the hem.
I did not, but it was, it was a good.
Bro,
it looked
what?
Good enough for me. It looked straight. It
that
was
nigga
straight.
Dressed and, like Swamp Thing.
Yeah, I was like Swamp Thing going to an interview.
That nigga didn't say them shits was bedazzled. You ain't point to say that part.
Yeah, nigga. I had like a white fucking button down shirt with it, like a short sleeve, like a security looking shirt with no badges on it.
Nigga had a dress short
it was like
shirt.
It was like a Bugle Boy shirt or some shit. It was, but it was just.
Nigga had the Waffle House summer
uniform. Man, what? I had a redneck wedding attire, goddamn. I looked like Bubba Baron's
cousin.
Boy, niggas
go to school looking crazy.
Nigga, yeah,
looking crazy.
This nigga had on some Jordan. Remember the Jordan came back with all the stats on the bottom?
The 10s
he had on them. And I was like, this nigga cook. I can't.
Can't get him.
I couldn't even
get him. Got them boxing glove looking ass shoes. I hate the 10s.
What was your worst outfit you remember?
Man.
Ooh, I already know this one. Whew.
Man, I know mine because I forgot about. I rarely remember picture day. It wasn't really, I didn't really care about it. But my worst outfit hit on picture day. Oh, I had a short sleeve hoodie, which I still do today.
Short sleeve hoodie. Don't fuck with
it. But this shit was like just different stripes, different colors, man. That shit.
Like
was,
the cross color shit?
Nah.
Like a candy cane?
Just like a candy cane, just stripes, like ugly colors, like black, orange, violet.
But what year was this?
93.
That was like a move though. It was
a bad outfit.
If it wasn't cross color, it was wrong.
Nobody cared if it wasn't. If it had like some colors in it,
niggas be talking about that shirt.
Oh, they cooked you every time
they
you had
they
on.
They be talking about that shirt.
And they had a prism shirt on.
He had that hot dog on a stick shirt.
Hey, you know that gum that came in different colors? That zebra gum.
Fruit stripe.
They ain't got a fruit stripe.
Fruit stripe shirt. Right,
exactly what I had.
But the flavor got that bit quick in here.
They said hot dog on a stick shirt. That's exactly what it was, but it had more stripes.
But it had a hood on it. Nasty.
White string.
Well, but Will Mills said nasty word.
Nasty word.
He had a hoodie. He had on a goddamn living color fly girl hoodie.
Man, I used to be hooping in that bitch.
That was your piece.
That's
that was
my PE shirt.
It was your statement piece.
You gotta go see it.
Yeah, what? Hold on. What is the comment? Anybody roasting in the comments? You know they good for that. What they say?
Big roasters.
We went live, y'all. Just a little.
Y'all hear my worst outfit ever?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm gonna let Rimbo quick say his.
He gotta read out loud.
You said what? Which one?
It's like he was hummed a line.
Nah, I thought you were going to read one of the.
Ain't nothing, you know.
All right, peace.
The denim is back in town. Yes, it is.
The denim is back. You do look like Axel Foley if he came back.
Axel Foley.
Flavors in his jeans is outrageous.
Just like,
Charlie gets a secret mayonnaise recipe. What's the secret?
Secret mayonnaise recipe is when your mom put two hands on it.
What?
Think a real nigga understand that one.
Nigga emojis. Get you some nigga emojis.
Hey, speaking of Patreon.
Hey.
Thank you for everybody that's been tapping in, but we need more of y'all because we be on there going crazy.
Is this Patreon episode?
No, I'm just saying, go get on Patreon.
Do you want to hear my worst outfit?
Yeah, sorry.
So this... Remember them goddamn jams? The like jogging pants like the wrestlers used to wear, the football players wore. They were like flimsy, and they'll have like tiger stripes or just, but it'll have like a team on it. First of all, even my daddy pants.
You and your daddy pants in school, crazy.
In ninth grade, nigga, big ass little boy. I'm at Baddock High School.
Big ass little boy. That's the name of your special.
Big ass little boy. That's it's the name of my special. Nigga, because it was like, it was like a zebra stripe, but it was red and white, and it had like a silver line. So it's zebra stripe jams, like hunger pants, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, because we had a red jersey with silver stripes, like, nigga.
Okay, I see where you're going.
I wore the motherfuckers to school.
With the jersey?
It was jersey. It was like on Friday. I was like, I need it for the jersey. Nigga, my dad was like, I don't know. Yeah, I think I had to clean up some shit to get them or something. Like, you need to wash these, nigga. I had to wash them and shit. So, nigga, I went up shit to school. I got on some fucking, I think I had some Reeboks on or something. Nigga, I'm in French class. This everybody in there older than me. These are niggas who done failed.
Yeah, you got
this girl who I thought was the finest thing in the world. That bitch said, man, look at Buddy Pants. Nigga, I was in that motherfucker like,
not your crush.
Then she got behind me. She said, don't wear that shit no more. Don't wear that shit no more. This is after the whole, everybody just roasted me. I'm just sitting there like,
Look at Buddy Pants.
She started singing the wedding shit. They just joined in. I was like,
oh no.
My homeboy was like, hey, boy, I got some sweatpants. P.E. Long. I done put them shits on over the motherfucker.
Bro, you know her name?
I don't know, bro, but that shit, she got them, sung that shit. I was like,
I want to look her up. See if she's doing bad.
I hope so. I don't hope so. This shit was funny. Nigga. Yeah, I was wild, dog. It was 14, man. You know, ninth grade. You don't be no. And then on top of that, fucking Roro and Chris from ABC, their lockers is right above my locker.
Mm-hmm.
So my shit is the block where my locker was. Nigga. So I'm trying to get to my locker, and that girl was like, he go right here. I'm like, bitch, if you don't
not
get
the roast that keeps
nigga,
going.
Nigga, ABC is looking at me. We'll get cooked. They're like,
they probably went to the studio that night.
My homeboy was like, boy, I got my locker. Nigga, I put them other sweatpants on so goddamn fast. Shit.
Nigga, my worst outfit was at church. I remember this shit, bro. It was that Rayon era.
Rayon, I had some fly shit Rayon era.
But my shit was sweating. And
it,
This is before I knew, like, putting cologne on must is cool, but
it's not what you're supposed to be doing.
It really don't.
Oh, she had the wavy rayon shirt with the funk waves.
Oh man, it was funk to five, bro.
What was the cologne you remember?
Obsessions.
Ooh, man, you smell like a full African in that, bro. You smell like a full cab driver. Old by pussy cab driver. So,
you just had a rayon shirt or was a suit?
So it was a shirt, and so I had the suit jacket on too long.
Oh,
and that shit was just pressure cooking. That shit was just in that bitch.
Nigga baked. Like Steve Brown on Comic View,
bro.
Sweat like a motherfucker.
Bro, I took that bitch off, bro, and.
You took it off?
Yeah, I took the jacket off.
You're supposed to keep it on, man.
Everybody smelled it?
The people who, like, normally was cool with me was, like, distant that day.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, you know he in the church league.
This is when the testosterone going crazy.
I bet you take that bitch off. It sound like a coke can over. All that pressure in that motherfucker. Ooh. God damn.
Yeah.
In a hot church.
Like a hot goddamn bitch.
Put your worst outfits in the comments.
Worst outfits in the comments. Man, don't be. Everybody wasn't the coolest.
All right. So Ronnie gave me an idea for a new segment, and it's called Shit That I Pitched to Nick Cannon.
Hey.
On Wildin' Out, we have different games and shit, and Nick's a very busy person, so sometimes he just kind of need a spark or actual joke for the thing. So I'll do three. I'll do the two I did in the thing, and then one y'all don't know. He was roasting Kevin Hart and Goddamn, and I had to give him two of them. Here's joke number one. I said, Kevin Hart so rich, he forgot he looked like Viola Davis. For real. That was number one. He laughed at that. The second one, he didn't laugh at. He laughed, but he was like, I can't say that. I said, Kevin got a list of phone numbers in his pockets of all the dicks you need to suck in Hollywood.
Oh, I hope this
he said, well, that's funny as hell, but I can't say it. I know, but I just had to say it. All right, and here's the last one. Michael Rappaport, who I don't like, right? You know what I'm saying? And he went, I can't remember everyone I pitched him, but I do remember this one. I said, you got to say Michael Rappaport looked like a vampire that only bite niggas. He actually said that one, too. That shit killed.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man, shit. Killed.
So, segment.
Hey, man, you don't get the unseen, unsolicited jokes anywhere else. Yeah, right here. More than culture, man.
And then on some real
what's the name of that segment?
The segment is
Shit
That Pitched.
How about a pitch folder or some shit?
Oh, yeah, something that I got a curse word in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about it.
Yeah, whatever.
But, call it a trash folder.
Vote NAACP. We got an NAACP award. You know what I'm saying? Wildin' Out, season 19.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, make sir. Sure you vote. Go vote.
You know what I mean? For that.
Because, yeah, man, because nothing says good NAACP image than a lot of black people talking shit about each other. Right. That's a great image, man.
They going to call it the Shannon Sharp Award. Nigga, that nigga there.
Nah, the image going to be the jewelry all them niggas got on there. So, like, yeah, that's the image, goddammit, boy. That motherfucker's image got, they're shining. Jesus.
Shining, yeah.
I'd be like, man, you can make my grandma and my mama look bad now.
Shit. Shout out to Kim on stage. You got his show picked up.
Come on, man.
Shout out to Kim on stage, too. Studios. Sure. This man's living the dream. Everybody wants to pitch. Everybody wants to shoot
stuff.
Working
the dream, bro.
He's doing the dream so you can do it.
People that don't know, the church he was purchased or licensed, not sure which was one is which, but he's been saying they bought it. But he shot that whole entire series, you know what I'm saying, the whole season on himself, and then got rid of it. So, you know what I mean? You got to invest in yourself, and that's what he does.
Him and his wife put the money together.
You gotta get it together.
What's up, man? Love
it.
Boom. Yeah.
Love it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, man.
Try to kill the mic again. All fat niggas.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
He is now the leader of the fats.
Ronnie got a new segment. It's called a Fat Nigga Shout Out.
Fat Nigga Shout Out.
Shout out, bro.
Got that killer mic.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll's my dog. I fuck with Jelly Roll. Yeah. Who else? Who else a big nigga? Shout out to Big X the Plug.
Big X the Plug is
and Band Play. I met some of my Uber drivers. Like, I know Band, that's my cousin. I was like, oh shit. Band Play came. He's the producer. He produced for Dolph, but he came to the old Morning Culture Studio.
Okay.
Who? I can't remember what producer he was with Nard and them, probably.
Lucino?
He was with C-No. I could not think of who shout he was with. Shout out to C-No. Got a Grammy on Killer Mike Evans. Shout out to Fabo. Got a Grammy. If you
Fabo got
Fabo got a Grammy, y'all. Fabo got a Grammy.
$2.
Oh, got a Grammy. Oh,
I got a Grammy.
What were his speeches like?
He be telling
me, "You ain't doing that.
You ain't doing that."
I got a Grammy, nigga.
He just grabbed his leg.
That nigga just go up there. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but something for the junkies, man. That's my jam on Killer Mike's head. That's my favorite song.
Bye-bye. I didn't walk, dog.
I won.
Grab it up. Grab
it
up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Atlanta been having a week, man. We it was a sweep. I'm gonna use that same sound when I like when you test some pussy up. It was a sweep.
It's a sweep.
Who said I was too old?
Don't let nobody tell you.
Don't let nobody tell you you're too old.
40-year-old niggas who rapping, man. Live your dream, bro. Get back in that studio, put out something good.
You might also live that dream if you've been rapping since you was 20. Don't stop.
But don't start, nigga.
Start in that 40s.
Wild. Start on TikTok. If you're gonna rap now, TikTok, go on and talk it, bro.
I think comedy is the only thing you can start real late and still be successful.
But I think that
you can start anything. You can start swimming.
You can start a win. Remo, when can you start it? When can you start it, Remo?
You can start it today, bro.
Huh?
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
On tomorrow. Tomorrow's a miss. Come on, man.
Not like if a nigga want to play pro basketball at 40 and he ain't been working out. That's
different.
There's
a league for everyone.
They do have a league with
a pro basketball league for.
They have a league with a shorter goal.
I know what pro means, though, yeah.
It's not pro, right? That's what I'm saying. That's rec.
If this is your profession and you're getting paid for it.
Well, I was talking about professions, yeah. So there's not a 40-year-old league that pays money.
Yes, there is. You just haven't found it.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Okay, Remo.
It might be in a whole different country.
.net probably know about it.
Come on now.
That nigga be hooping still, bro.
See, the outfit make him smart and stupid.
This nigga gave his life for the country. I appreciate you.
Smart, stupid, smart.
And he got a truck company.
Right. I look like I signed niggas. I seen your little showcase. Yeah. I liked it. We're going to have to work on you, though. We got to get you.
Hey, that's the one black nigga.
They're going to be telling niggas they got to.
I never watched that.
What?
Sons of Anarchy. I ain't never seen
it. It was all right. I seen it.
You know black one season. Wrote that?
Nah, didn't know. Okay, come on. Did y'all know that? Bet y'all.
I didn't know
Black
that.
History Month. Black History. It is Black History Month.
Yeah,
man.
MLK/X, directed by Crystal, is good.
Yeah.
It is good, man. Go watch National it. Geographic. National Geographic on Hulu.
Shout out.
Oh, it's on Hulu.
Hulu/Disney+.
Yeah. I was like, damn, National Geographic got a channel? They do, it's just, but it's on cable.
But yeah, it's got just. Cable, they got it. The production company look like it. Mm. It's like they produced it.
Yeah, I was trying. Yeah, I meant to watch it with moms, but I was thinking you had to have National Geographic. I don't know why I thought that. Anyway.
I thought they should have casted Roy Wood Jr. as Dr. King and myself on a bus. You got the same hairline.
Bro, it's a thing. It's a joint on Netflix called Rustin. Y'all watched it?
I ain't watched it yet, but that's the dude from Color Purple. That's the one who he getting all the roles now.
Yes. Yeah. It's about the dude that helped with put together the March on Washington.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
But you don't know about him. For a certain reason, I ain't gonna tell y'all if y'all don't watch
it. It's a surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
So, y'all gonna tell about it? It's the outtakes from Rustin. Bitch, I know you ain't doing that.
Hey, I know.
Messy boots.
We need speakers everywhere because, like, it's gonna be people around the pool.
Messy boots. I'm gonna tell you what.
Shit.
Make sure your little friends don't be up here, Martin.
Yes.
I got your wife coming. Your little assistants.
Yeah,
you think we don't know nothing, boo boo.
So yeah, it's got a little. It's got a lot of HBO in it, but it's actually a good show. Good movie.
Man.
My mom was like, "Oh shit, tough to watch."
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough watch.
Tough watch.
It's like Empire. No, okay.
It's like HBO shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's so good. I gotta keep watching it. But goddamn, what about this 17 seconds?
Yeah,
17 seconds. It's killing me.
I gotta get a snack.
This is what I gonna roll up.
I gotta piss. Oh, I don't like it. I can't even get into that on regular TV. We gonna get on Patreon.
Okay,
come over to Patreon. I put my mask on and tell all the real shit.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Did y'all share? Have y'all shared us today?
Lately?
Have you subscribed? Because some of y'all been watching forever and it's like, oh, damn, I forgot to subscribe.
And I get it because I do that to some stuff. Like, I do. Like, damn, I just realized
subscribe to Drink Champ. You watch every episode.
Just subscribe to Jeff Teague podcast. I've been watching these clips all the time. Like, damn, I don't even hit the button. That's probably what people do.
Jeff T. I used to go crazy on 2K with Jeff Teague, too.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I used to go Teague and Corver. I was bored. I was nasty, Cooper, boy. That 2014, boy. What the fuck is you talking about? 2014. Corner 3.
Teague was a fucking hooper. His man, his little brother.
Yep.
Shout out to all the Call of Duty folks. We're back on Fortune. You know what I'm saying? They done dropped the old school map back on us. You dig? So pull up on it, man.
What's your tag?
Remo Rod. R-E-E-M-O-R-O-D.
I think put it real name everywhere, boy.
You got to let niggas know, bro.
Fuck you mean? Every Thursday, the spot, too. Fuck up. If you in town visiting, you want to see some live stand-up comedy inside of an aquarium?
Pull up. Trophy room.
$3 lounge shots.
No.
$3 lounge shots.
No, I didn't say you were lying. I was saying no to that.
Yeah, them shit's like Frenchies.
$3 Thursdays. Them lounge shots
came from Frenchies. Yeah. Came from little fat dogs. Them pit bull chops, nigga.
Them baby goats.
Everybody got that much goddamn lamb, nigga.
These squirrel back.
Lamb is everywhere.
But it tastes that the marinate the same, baby.
That's all that matters.
Right. They had lamb chops at Crafty the other day on Bitch Pat Show. I was like,
I'm telling you, bro.
I've had my fill. They had like, it's like too much. I've
had my fill.
They'd be like, all right, it's a snack out there. What was it? Cheese steak? You like, goddamn.
Cheese steak is not a snack.
It's a snack out there. What they got? Fajitas. What?
They said, it's a snack out there.
Yeah, what you got? Lobster bisque. What the fuck? Like, this ain't even lunch. It's another lunchroom thing. I'm like, what?
Crafty.
Season 4 was amazing.
They ain't got no gym up there.
They got fresh pressed juice. Nigga, I goddamn drink the juice. I'm like,
you just gotta walk.
I ain't eat lunch today, nigga. I'm like, I can't do it. Well, yes, I did. I ate a gyro.
Y'all like Tyler Perry?
No, yeah, Boat Rock.
You gotta walk the set.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you get it off.
Yeah.
Have you upped your mileage on your walks?
I have, bro.
How far 10, you?
10,000 steps a day.
10,000 is fucking amazing.
Yeah. You been doing it?
Wilding out steps.
How many of them steps are in place? like in dance form?
Probably about.
You do some dance forms?
500.
Nah, they don't count.
No, like when I'm dancing.
The dance step. I'm counting.
If I have my phone in my pocket when I'm dancing, it's counting the steps.
Oh, he getting to it. He cut the rug.
I didn't know you danced.
He's a dancer, man.
Like just to dance. I thought you danced like at parties and shit.
But if he need a couple calories, well,
that's how you know you. That's how you be stiff.
This nigga dance like no one's watching.
Right. Yeah.
I feel so free.
What keep me? You know, keep my jeans so young,
man. I don't know. Yeah, damn.
Won't you dance on TikTok, man? For real.
Like niggas that can really dance, y'all be dancing like we all be by yourself.
Yeah,
that's so funny. This
nigga, we won't be there dancing. You got it bad by himself. You feel it in your body.
Gonna go crazy.
Working on my sleeve.
Super Bowl. This nigga gonna go crazy at halftime.
Oh, I'm gonna go crazy, nigga. I'm like, oh sure.
You gonna dance?
No.
I said, well, nah, that ain't crazy.
I might dance. If this
we gotta get it. I gotta
give me a couple
get
days.
Get on Patreon, man. I'm telling y'all, get on Patreon. Bro, we got all
might get a ride in Super Bowl.
Bruh. We already got crazy shit on there, but that would be super crazy.
You want more exclusive content?
Shit that you can't see nowhere else.
Anywhere else.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Yes.
We got different tiers for your budgets.
Yep. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Come shot with us.
Yes.
We telling everything over
there. It's 5, 10, 20, but y'all will see when y'all get there. Y'all,
you can get a 10 and a 5. That made 15. Yeah.
Patreon exclusive content, man. Never before seen footage, new and old, man. Make sure you tap in.
Weekly drops or bi-weekly drops, early releases, early ticket access.
And what happens on Patreon stays on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
You dig?
Yeah.
More than culture.
You just can't not touch that microphone.
Yeah, I can't.
I might.
That shit gonna be in $100.
Put it up, man. Put it. Usher. Film it sideways, bro.
Super Bowl.
Usher challenge. The all four of us.
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Come on, dancing,
bro. Me is gonna be stupid, but come on, dancing is gonna be must see TV on Patreon.
Nah, fact.
She's so serious.
There's some serious dancing going on.
Come on, tick, bro.
That's gonna be the one taking us out of here.
What if the nigga can do it like for good?
Yeah, he's gonna do it.
Hey, secretly, might.
That's just like an Atlanta thing, so it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
And they start rat topping.
We might have one tear coming down. Like, oh my God.
I taught him so well.
I knew you was watching.
And here's the thing.
Niggas take the credit of everything.
I knew you was watching.
I knew you see me.
I got a jean hack for everybody.
Jean hack, Remo.
When you wash your jeans before you dry them.
Niggas don't be washing
back on. Why they wet. Like, why they, you know what I'm saying?
So you get that dick on it now. Put a little dick in there.
So it can keep the form and keep the shape. Because sometimes jeans shrink. So you're supposed to put them back on. Mm-hmm. And then you can put them in a dryer.
How long you keep them on?
Oh, no, you just one dance. You know what I'm saying?
One song. 10 for the top. Ten for the bottom. We got one song.
What is the song, nigga? What is the G?
Like my boo. You
know what's saying? The damn
my
G?
My boo 6 minutes long. The Ghost Town DJ is my boo is about 6 minutes. The boy you
damn, I thought Alicia Keys
that.
My boo. Alicia Keys.
Oh, my boo. That's even crazier. That's even
it's so many my boo.
The dance. And I was dancing my boo. That was crazy. I was with the Ghost Town DJs, but
then I can see Rimo. You know, about, in the movie, crazy. In the film, look, I'm getting my director on. In the film, when Rimo takes them wet jeans out and put them bitches on, you know what's gonna drop? Just one of them days when I wanna be all alone and I'm angry inside.
I don't even know how you dance.
Don't take it personal.
Bro, that would be so fucking hilarious.
Niggas dancing to Monica alone is just funny, nigga. We gotta shoot that. That's me, my directorial day brute. We shooting that. My day brute. If you see a nigga put in a movie, if you see a nigga pull some wet jeans up, like,
man, all right. Fact, yeah, let's do all it, man. Right, Usher challenge. What? Usher Super Bowl challenge. Film yourself, Usher, during the Super Bowl, doing the dances he doing, and send it to More Than Culture, and we'll play it on the episode.
Clip this separately.
Giving directives on the show. Directors we would just not be the talent, will we, y'all?
You see my jacket? This is directed Ronnie Jackson.
Nah, that's direct me to the buffet.
A nigga with a sniper jacket on in the buffet.
Right.
Wow.
It's a wild nigga, bro. He's about to kill this food.
Wow.
That's dope, though, the sniper shit. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just made this myself.
Well, where did you serve? All
right.
At your mom's house.
Where was you hiding, sniper? Which how much foliage did you have?
What they be people fuck with me sometimes, but when I tell them what shows I did and shit, they like, oh, you start, like when you do shows for the Marines, they be appreciating that shit, hell bro. Yeah, like, yeah. You can't pay for a drink out of the country at no base. Yeah. I did a lot of military bases. I was the only nigga.
I wonder how many times a year they actually get like.
Yeah, and then it's like I did a lot of stuff for the single Marine program, so all the married niggas be gone on the weekend.
Yeah,
like if you out of the country, you ain't got no wife. You over in goddamn Japan. You 19. You sitting there bored. But they got these like elaborate as like video game lounges. That's like a club, but like big ass console couch.
Right.
Like a section. Like that's what I want to bring here. I want a video game goddamn nightclub set up. I'm talking about they got nice couches, big ass TV, all the game systems, but it's separated. It's like 30 of them in a room and shit.
That's
like
fire.
And then they got the section with the desk so you can play the other shit, like the stream, all that shit. That's how it was in Alaska. But the military spent a lot on like entertaining those guys because they young, that's bro. They,
yeah, yeah.
Them niggas don't do nothing but buy Hellcats and shit, Camaros and shit. They young as fuck, bro.
Buy Hellcats and open columns.
Right. So, yeah. Shout out to all the military people, man. No, I know people give them shit, but damn.
No, that's not what I meant.
What
he said, buying an open condom. It's crazy.
He said, buy Hellcat.
I said, buy Hellcat.
Was it smart on
and
top?
Open con, like they're opening.
Smart condom. On top.
Don't want to buy.
No, I'm mind fucking.
No, that's funny. That's all right. Funny. But yo, that,
you like you play steel drums.
B ain't got that dope.
Get in the Kodak Black.
That was my humble
shit.
Well, that was a good opening joke.
Oh, but you gotta bring that back.
No,
I like it. Do it again, Remo.
Nigga said my uncle was in the mariachi band. What you say?
I said, this is my little Black history fact. You know what I mean? My uncle was the first nigga.
Ooh, you should do it every February.
Yeah, to get on the hip hop track.
Play that, DJ.
Boom, boom, boom.
Play that.
It's the drum rolling.
Yeah. Hey, so, boom. Date idea for people living in Atlanta and maybe other places. You got to look this up.
And it's Valentine's Day coming up.
You were talking about the game lounge you want to do. Sandbox VR, virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
Super dope, man. You go into a room. You have your virtual reality gear.
And you fuck.
Great nigga be fucking nigga emojis.
You can pick a bunch of stuff. The last one I went to,
I've been doing bad commercials.
Last one I did was Squid Games. So oh, you're Lord. Actually inside of
you the, had to run and do shit.
Yeah, yeah, you can move. But they have ones where you can just shoot.
I'm out.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, yeah, it is kind of active. They got some games where you just try like to shoot shit.
So listen, on your date review, you gotta give a 0 to 10 musty level of how you gonna get how ripe you gonna get. Yeah,
you gotta hit the shower.
Yeah, that pussy gonna be on fire
before you lick the towel.
Bowling,
get the shower, I lick the towel.
Some of y'all don't even care.
It tastes like a charcuterie board.
I've been sitting in the sun.
Right. Yeah. Olive, like, cheese, salami.
Blunt feeling.
Just lick the board.
I just lick the board. I went bored, y'all.
You should do comedy.
Hey, bro, I would eat a girl pussy this week. She kept raising her hips up to eat a butt, man. I was like, no, I ain't going,
that's
bro.
Right.
Yeah, that's
like, stop.
Ma'am.
This is a safe space. How did you feel in that
that's
moment?
Assault. How you doing?
Are you say are you feel safe now?
King? That's assault.
How do you feel, bro? Did you feel taken advantage of?
I mean, she didn't force my head, so I retracted. You know what I mean? So, but no,
she did it a few times though.
She did it 3 times.
That's assault.
I came home last weekend. My wife got a stomach virus. I ate the pussy. I got the stomach virus.
Hey.
How the fuck you? Now I got diarrhea, bitch. I done ate it.
Logo. Man, cross came straight through.
I done ate the stomach virus. A lot of pussy.
Ooh-wee.
See, I told you.
And she feels better, though.
Told you don't do it. Yeah. Now I'm in the bathroom. What happened?
Ain't nothing like eating pussy when you sick a little bit. You put some snot in there.
Mucus, everything wet.
Now you get her sick. I done fucked around and got sick. Fucking with you.
Nah, facts, bro. You eat that pussy, it's like blowing in her nose.
Oh man, this one of the guest stars of this past show had on the had this like blue, like a little blue. It looked like a Netflix remote, but it had a blue light on it. Mm. And I'm like, is that, you voice recording yourself like to learn a line? She was like, no, it's VR. It's a germ force. I will cough dead in your eye right now. Like, how you gonna stop?
Blocking nothing, bro.
How you gonna stop with a light?
Bro, they got her off Timu on that one.
Boy, I was like, they be getting our grandparents, bro.
Sam Hunter.
Yeah, she had that shit on. I was like, on a breath blocker.
It's an ionizer.
Nigga, get pink eye right now. Come wipe this shit right in your eye.
Bro, if a nigga give you pink eye, bro, that's crazy.
Nigga, I had pink eye. That shit is not the move.
Hell yeah. I think we all have.
It's the only way you can get it is a fecal matter to the eye. Is that the only way
it's
you can
get it? It's infection and all kind of shit, but you can be done, wipe your hand on the counter. You don't know where the fuck. It's
I got it from the beach one time, wiping my eye with like sand and shit.
Yep.
Pink eye.
Somebody has been on that sand.
Always.
They got the world's booty hole, nigga. You just wiped your eye with the world booty hole.
Butt. Everybody put their ass in
I got
sand.
It in both eyes, nigga. Oh, I said, God damn.
You got pink eye in both eyes?
I caught pink eye in both eyes one time.
Because
when you,
that's
be
like
rug.
Shit on your pillow.
No, nah, you, when you, sometimes you, the cold compress, you switch it and don't be knowing and shit like that. It's like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it'll happen. Campbell
Hold
got
on,
pink
how
eye.
You don't know which one I had.
I mean, I knew, but I'm saying, like, touching stuff like the pillow, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You wash the pillow, but still, I got it in another eye. Fuck it.
Nigga has some shit on his nail.
Yeah. He said, I don't know how to put it on.
No, I did know how to put it on, but yeah.
So I say.
Right. Shout to pink eye. Fuck it.
Pink
eye.
I know you used to think with pirates used to fuck, boy.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Well, oh, dank and shit. Debt.
Ooh. You got to dip your ass in the ocean to rinse off?
That's why the nigga always,
it's a stench in the air.
ain't got no clippers.
Fresh pussy, or is that salmon?
You got a 16th century bush is crazy.
Ooh.
Nigga balls got a whole fro on.
Talking about a charcuterie board.
You got to fuck with your sword on you.
Right.
Arr. Arr. Nigga fuck with a parrot on his shoulder. Parrot's like, bah!
Jack Sparrow rule probably stunk like a motherfucker.
Oh, my God. They ain't put some booty in there.
Stanking that motherfucker, Jack. Damn.
Arr, me dee,
he called Tinkerbell this motherfucker. It stank, buddy.
Clean this hoe up.
Nigga, yes.
Mm. Bro, I remember like country soap. I don't know what else to call it. I think it's like Octagon soap.
What is that?
So it's pig lard.
What? That's not soap.
Bro, it's soap, bro. It's like pig lard mixed with some lavender or something.
Dude, I felt a throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Right, bro. I remember being
this nigga
in
had chili soap.
I remember being in the country as a kid.
Country soap.
And your mama's so fat, she got bacon soap,
like
nigga.
A big block. bro. And it's like, it's, it suds up and everything, bro.
How does it smell?
It don't smell. It smell good. It don't smell like, it don't have a
porky smell.
It's a, it don't have a
smell like white men. It smell like white man skin in here.
It's a very subtle
smell. That was a survival tactic by the ancestors. It smell like, rub the swine on your skin.
Bro, I don't know how to
so the white man won't find
never
you.
Never heard of that.
Octagon soap or like, because
it doesn't exist. Remember, made it up. I believe it though.
I believe it. Like country people gonna make
niggas resourceful. They had peanut soap.
We believe, bro.
They had peanut soap.
We believe.
Yeah, bro. I don't really care.
This is safe, bro.
Nigga trying to prove something. I don't believe you
did. I don't believe you did not lick that girl's ass.
That's what I don't believe.
Oh, I did not, bro.
Talk about retract. She go to his knee work because he already knew.
But you did it, man.
Oh yeah, show that shit like butter.
Yeah, it's that crazy.
That shit costs a lot too.
Unscented lard soap.
Damn.
Oh my god. That's but some of them coaches that don't bathe, man, it be stinking in them Ubers. Them Infinity Ubers trucks. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I know what I'm talking about, boy.
I'm like, fam, this is offensive, bro.
Smell like somebody put some incense in their butt.
You smell like 14 old dressers. Nick, you smell like an old social studies book.
I guess they don't like deodorant. I guess maybe they know something we don't know.
If you watch certain movies, their sewage system is wild anyway. So you're like, okay. So they, you know, they stank meter is higher than ours. You know how sometimes you nose blind and shit?
If you know what, though, I try not to get my information about countries off movies because then you go there and it should be like way more beautiful.
Than right, that's true.
Portrayed shit.
But certain places, bro, they be showing live footage of like street vendors.
Nah, yeah, you're right. And you
right, like, yeah, I wouldn't eat that.
They be scooping the shit.
I'd be a fly in that bitch. You like, yo.
Like, bro, it's eight rats that just.
Yeah, yeah. Nigga, use a rat to get you
across the street.
Right. I'm like, oh, I don't want this.
But it's a line outside.
Hey, niggas gotta eat, bro. It's the market.
Shit.
You know, if that's how you grew up,
if that's how your stomach built.
So they come over to the country, see us, they be like, pussy.
Yeah, that's why this food be so spicy, bro. Get rid of all the germs.
That might be for real.
Yeah, you gotta burn them bitches out your intestines.
Burn
them mites out your goddamn intestines. Mm-hmm. I saw a nigga zoom in on some ramen noodles and there was little bugs crawling on the motherfucker, little bitty mites. And I was like, he said, you think they would die when you boil up? Nope, these are the ones that don't die. I said, oh, nigga.
Dinosaur mites. You
trying to ruin ramen noodles for niggas. I don't think them real noodles anyway.
Y'all niggas call them ramen?
Ramen
noodles. What you call them?
Ramen.
Yeah,
I heard ramen. Some niggas say romaine. Like, nigga,
no, ramen
noodles. I don't think they're real. Because fresh ramen noodles taste way different. Like from Chinese restaurant, they make them shits in front of you. Way different. Different real shit.
Bro, where do they make noodles in front of you at?
There's a couple restaurants they do that.
Damn.
Well, they make them in the back. They fresh made, though.
Okay.
I see like the fancier restaurants, they do make some. They roll them shits out and crank them through this little thing.
Yeah.
The noodles come out.
It's real fancy. It's so fancy. I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Right. Hurry up, man.
Come shit. On, man.
Boy, you got to boil this shit.
Bro, I'm not watching you.
So you got to boil this motherfucker too? You got to boil it?
Right.
What a $3 lamb chop.
This is enough to watch a nigga cook some food, but I ain't going to watch
I might be mixing all my experiences together and Food Network. Be honest.
Hey, on some real shit, bro. Like, what's a show that you be watching that is random? Like, I like Restaurants Impossible.
That's not random. That's a good show.
It's random.
It's random as fuck.
It is random. My life is random.
What is it about?
It's about a nigga come in there. I forget his name. But he comes in there and he pretty much takes the restaurant that's a failing restaurant and tears their interior down, makes the kitchen and give them a better plan and send them on their way.
I watched that show and they should call it, "This Nigga Come Fire Your Cousin." That's he come and fire their relative.
Your family out of there.
He come fire their fucking
relative.
You
want to work hard or no?
Yeah. Nah, that's what you need though, shit.
He did it. Marshawn Lynch had him on his show, at his restaurant.
Oh, he did Beach Mode?
Yeah, he was like showing him what niggas was doing, taking liquor and all kinds of shit. He showed him everything.
Yeah, be having little hidden cameras in there. Like, see?
Yeah, wow. This is where your money's going. This is your GM.
Yeah.
Pouring shots for everyone.
Sitting down, pouring free shots, having a drink again.
Damn.
He needs to be like...
He got to taper your ass.
Yeah.
Drinking like a motherfucker on the clock.
Dude, that is how that nigga be looking. Marshawn Lynch.
He got the hair and everything in the hat. Marshawn, this is your family drinking all your liquor. Look at his face.
Not blood.
Oh, shit. That sucks. Random shows. Random shows.
Man, that sucks, man. It's hard for your family to work hard for you, though.
I saw Logic break it down while he don't loan his daddy some money. He brought his dad on the podcast to tell him why he ain't giving him no money.
Oh, that's horrible.
He could have texted this nigga, bro. Right, bro. He was like, if I buy you a house, he just naming like, I got about 9 houses now. Yeah, and he's like, bro. Right.
Buy a house. Like, why you buy him a house? It's my dad.
That nigga was like, right. Bro, I had a nigga for $400.
I just need $400, bro. You have $40 million. Right. You get $400.
Yeah, he white for it. That's why I know he ain't black. Mm-hmm. You don't bring your dad on no
front of the fireplace in the beautiful ass mansion.
He say niggas and be scared a little bit. He say niggas and look up. Niggas.
He just want everybody to see his dad was black so he can say nigga.
Nigga. That's what it was. That shit lame, bro. You nigga.
You still white, though.
You
bro.
White, bro. You his motherfucker that Dolphins coach, nigga. Mm-hmm. You white, know he black, but nope. Nope.
The Dolphins coach is so he don't look like a coach at all,
he
bro.
Black, too, though.
He black, but his daddy black.
He's black?
Yeah. Like,
I'm talking about the coach with the glasses on. Those
yes, things. With the hoodies and the sweatpants pulled up on hard knock.
Off white shoes.
Yeah, hard knock, nigga. Bigfoot, goof ass. Logic looking at nigga. That nigga look like he Logic. Black. Coach Logic, nigga.
Okay.
I hate he was talking all that blackness shit, and then they showed his white. Well, I was like, man.
Hey, you knew that. Oh,
yeah. I knew it, but nobody got no black wife.
Yeah. Nah, well, you know what? I want to say something about that. I was thinking, like niggas in the league, in the NBA, mm-hmm. they be having black wives. Okay. Like, some of these niggas, a lot of these niggas fuck with white bitches, for sure.
Right.
But most of these niggas' wives are black.
What do you feel about Drea, getting pregnant by the young boy that's 21, she's 39. But right. If it was a nigga,
she not pregnant. But
I'm just assuming because the internet said it.
She posted a bikini pic right after that. She was right. Looking.
She like, I swallow stupid ass boy.
Bloated. Yeah. Had on
swallow dumb ass. He mean it.
Right. Either that or that Jakes. Abortion work fast.
But, right. Nigga, suck that bitch out.
Suck it out.
$100,000.
Suck it out.
No, that's the other dude. That's that nigga when he tried to get nigga to do an abortion.
Oh, Anthony Edwards.
That nigga hilarious boy. Them emails. Them texts. Funny.
That nigga said, send the video.
Send the vid.
Taking
did
that pill.
Did you do it, though?
Mm-hmm. You talk to my lawyer?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Did you kill the baby?
But yeah, back to Drea. Is that predatory? Nah. They'll say niggas was predatory.
Yeah, they would, but he's an adult.
Yeah.
It'd be 40-year-old niggas with 20-year-old chicks all the time. I don't know if niggas would say it's predatory. I mean, bruh. Yes, I guess.
But she okay. Just so happened to know this nigga about to
call me predatory.
This nigga about to max out at 300
million.
Nigga
trying to call me predatory.
So on some crazy shit, I seen my homegirl's daughter at the club.
Which club?
At Tongue and Groove. She was at Tongue and Groove.
Go to Tongue and Groove?
Damn, day? Bro, hold on. That's why I said back in the day,
bro.
Wait, what?
Nah, bro. It was a. An album,
I know that
a single release
open
party.
Still, they wow. Salute to them.
Nah, facts.
Just being open through all that time—that's a long time.
Yeah, they still cracking. Okay, so it was like Latin night mixed with
my album release party, buddy album release,
and then it was a girl album release party. So I just pulled up. Anyway, I see my homegirl's daughter in the club with a 40-year-old nigga, and they got on matching chains. She's sitting at the bar drinking a Red Bull, and in my mind, I'm like, "Yo, ain't she 17?"
Oh wow!
I had to hit her aunt. I had to hit her auntie. I was like, "Yo, I'm in a daughter with shorty's with your niece."
You can't even get it out.
Right,
I'm in a daughter with your niece. The jeans.
I see the club.
What is it? Smart on top,
standing fuck? Over there by the security guard.
Right. I'm over here, smart on top.
And she was like, she's 25 now. I was like,
fuck. Yeah.
Nigga, I do remember watching her for an extended amount of time when her mom was at the store getting diapers, like,
wow.
For hours. Like, nigga, like.
Yeah. You didn't want to accept how old you were.
I did not. Yeah. I was like, bro, this is, I'm out.
That shit happened to me two years ago. I had experience when I didn't want to accept how
this
old
my last, this is my last 12 months. I'm out. Had to,
bro. Especially in our industry.
Oh, my God.
That shit be bro. Making you feel young, like, when you ain't so like my. Shout out my nigga OT, man. He works in the basketball. He works in the NBA. For a bunch of different players.
I thought you were about to say Baskin Robbins at first.
Well, I mean, shout out to him.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody working at Baskin Robbins. Do niggas work at Baskin Robbins? There's probably not one black person working at Baskin Robbins.
All right, let's just talk like this.
I am black in my country.
Brown person.
And Derek Queen, sorry.
Stupid.
Wrong appropriation.
So my nigga OT, he had a, you know, every time I'm out with him, it's like, it's a big thing, you know what I'm saying? It's everybody. That's when I told the Allen Iverson story, that's what I went out with. Okay. So this was 4th of July a couple years ago, and he's like, yo, I'm coming to Atlanta, man. I'm going to a pool party. I'm like, ooh, I'm there. This shit about to be jumping. Mm-hmm. In Atlanta at a mansion, I'm mm-hmm. there. So I pull up, you know what I'm saying, see a few people. He like in the back playing spades. So I see probably about 20, 30 people before I get to him. I get to him. I'm like, yo, what's up, man? He was like, yeah, what's going on? He was like, man. I was like, yo, bro, what's all these old motherfuckers doing here? He was like, nigga, they are our age.
But what the hell? This is retirement.
Bro. I'm like, bro, I'm so not used to partying with you in this type of manner. We usually have young people everywhere just because, like, that's just an industry thing. You get beside yourself. I was like, damn, I am old. Nigga. I am these people.
The when you hang with your... real.
At a pool party.
Everybody in the
my back, I needed this.
14 niggas in the jacuzzi just got their feet in there.
They done put you want a cigar?
They put ice in the jacuzzi. They got it. Like, who else did hit the ice bath?
I should have known it was an old party because niggas playing spades outside. Like, hold on, bro. What happened to the pill popping bowl? I'm used to them. You can hear them when you pull up the park. You know you fit in. All our parents.
Oh, yeah, them young girls jump out. They jump out there to work on the car. Burnt.
That's all you heard, niggas.
Like, nigga, y'all playing a lot of albums in this bitch. Ain't you got
a lot of young bitch.
It's a lot of records around.
You gotta talk to these ladies.
What are you talking about, man?
But you know what, though?
A pool party full of respectable women.
Everybody here got a job. I can't win.
These congressmen and shit in here?
Where are the unemployed
that
baddies?
That's where you look and see Andre Niggas. What's up, Tyler? Andre Niggas be in all the shit. What's going on, big dog? Shout out to the Mayor Dickens. That nigga be everywhere, boy.
Yeah, man. Suit at a pool party. That nigga's at a pool party. Bruh, I went to Young Thug. I mean, no. Yeah, so Bossup had a Christmas party at Young Thug's. They said it was Young Thug's old house. Man, I went in there. And I was, it's like, it's dope. It's got a pool in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, that shit, and you can stand around the top. But when you look down, the pool is in the shape of a dick.
Oh my God.
Falls it in along like a canal, bro. That's hilarious. This nigga's so crazy, though.
It was in the pool in that motherfucker. Nigga was in the dick.
Nigga was in the pool.
Nigga was in the windy part.
Nigga was in the pool.
Now, hey, you in a ball and you in a weenie.
Every morning I jump in my own pool and jack off. And
then but if you didn't go upstairs, you didn't know what shape it was. So
let me tell you how old we are. This is how I knew we were old. When I was somewhere with RJ, and that nigga asked the lady, "Can I meet you?"
What? Come on, man. Let go. Meet you.
You were trying to holler. And he said, "Can I meet you?"
With all this motherfucking back hair showing.
Bro, they got on a horse and rode away. Can I meet you?
I ain't never heard of can I meet you. Can you talking to somebody?
Hey, Miss Lady, can I meet you? I said, damn. Oh, bring your motherfucking antebellum.
That shit probably be working though for RJ.
No, it didn't.
RJ had him a little, yeah.
It be the hotel lady, that's it. You flirt with a hotel chick. Every comedian do that shit, try to get a bigger room.
Wait, man.
Shout out to the big girls that hook niggas up.
Man. Nah, facts. Get your extra cookies at the desk.
They don't even sell cookies. No, these is mine. These are my cookies. Have a good show. Damn, bitch. Damn, bitch, Shirley.
These is my cookies. It's
been under my titties all night. They soft? These bitches are warm before? That nigga do anything for a warm chocolate chip cookie. I don't care where it was at, baby.
These mugs, oh my God.
It was under my titty.
We don't sell cookies. These are my
cookies. Enjoy that. Have a good show. I can't go. I'm working.
Oh my God. That's funny. She just brought the cookies.
She just keep two cookies on the table just in case.
That'd be so fun to have them out then.
Right. On display.
He have them out. She found she was a comedian was like, you know what? These my cookies.
Yeah, that's in the movie too. That's in the movie.
Man, what? Especially after you put them jeans on
that's
to that Monica nigga.
That's in the movie. Oh, man.
Crying.
That's so funny.
The marijuana is kicked in. I'm not this funny, guys.
These man.
Nah, it's just fresh here
funny. My imagination going wild.
Yeah, nigga.
Cause y'all got visual, y'all niggas.
Yeah, that's what keep you laughing average. For a very long time.
You keep seeing,
cause you can see it. Everybody's seen the girl.
You drag your own story.
She might. Her. You can put that for the rental car chick, the hotel chick, the airport lady. Oh,
them cookies.
Big, small, little, tall.
I'll be a bitch ass though. DoubleTree. She talking about these. I can't get none of them now. Boy. Now we fighting.
Man, they
free. I hate it.
Better this call that little old nigga the security guard. I'm gonna whoop his ass too.
I hate to say it, but our people. This is. I hate it when it's a lot of black folks at the DoubleTree and they be down there.
They be going crazy. They
be waiting on the cookies. But if y'all don't get the fuck on,
go to your room.
They be really waiting on the cookies.
Like they say they're kids. This little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, it's the big dude down here. I don't think
we're going to get out of here.
Oh, man.
Big boy, you going to let us get some cookies?
Yeah, you do a DoubleTree.
I'm like, these mine.
These mine.
They be letting my titty the whole time.
Chick-fil-A cookie busted while y'all playing.
Yeah, no.
I ain't made a Chick-fil-A in years, man, since I stopped eating
chicken.
Damn. Bro, I was at the Hilton. No, the Hyatt.
Okay.
And goddamn, I didn't know.
Not according to Drake.
Right.
Yeah, I hate that. He be shaming shit right. That niggas work hard for. I'm like, hey, man. Niggas was like, I have a 767 Joe Buttons.
Yeah, nigga.
Think about that.
Right. I like the share.
Good job.
So I'm at the Hyatt, and I'm thinking, like, you know, kind of nigga breakfast. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Boom, boom, boom. I hit the breakfast bar. I hit the breakfast bar. First plate, you know what I'm saying? A little station, boom, 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 you know what I mean? Getting everything together.
That's 28.
Eating. My nigga check came for $44.
Yeah. Breakfast.
Yeah.
Bro, I looked at that nigga like,
bruh,
you got to be shitting me, man.
It ain't even though you were pink for $45. You'd be like,
yeah, ain't nothing in this whole, bro, I like, got you three
the
plate, plates.
You looking
nigga
out the window to the Waffle House like,
could have just did you, dog.
Went to the Waffle for 17.
I could went to Waffle House every day for $45.
Every day I'm here. He slimy. I was just like,
bro.
They let you go and eat too. Cause the orange juice,
oh, man.
$6.
They let you eat a whole.
What city were you in? Mm-hmm. You was here?
Austin.
Raisin Bread.
Oh, Austin high as hell anyway, bro. It's like a touristy town. It's like a musician.
And the people that live there are rich.
Yes, Jesus that's Christ. Why all the rich people go hide it, nigga. Yeah. Austin.
Dude. Hide their tax money in
that. Hell yeah. That nigga hit you with the $40 regular waffle. Them was Eggos.
I should have known that they did have honey on the cone. Like, they really had a cone. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you paid for.
Right.
The nigga that did get stung. I'd be like,
nigga, I'm going to pay it for
insurance fee.
I'm going to pay it, but you got to feed me, nigga.
Right.
Bro, I did. I got.
Was it a buffet? Could you go back and get some more shit?
I got three plates.
Okay.
Three rounds.
Yeah, you ate a lot of eggs that day.
She can't, yeah. When I came back to the third time, the owner was later like, do you like them?
They in the back. This nigga is killing the cantaloupes.
I never seen a nigga eat three omelets.
It's a nigga killing the cantaloupes and honeydew. That's all we got.
But on some real like, my plates was never finished. You know what I'm saying? I was just like,
oh, you was on some Macaulay Culkin shit. Yeah, I'm picking. Rich.
$40 I'm eating every
$40 I'm eating. Four, 5 times.
I'm getting cereal and coffee too,
shit,
nigga.
Shit, bring one of the waitresses out here. I'm eating that too.
Hey, not at them hotels. Some of them be. Come on, be handsome.
Get you a little Latina, a little Rumba Latina.
A little front desk lady was pretty cute.
I ain't seen find housekeeping lady in years.
When we went to Memphis last time at that hotel, she wasn't there when you got there.
Okay.
It was like an Indian lady with the biggest ass.
At the denim?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that one.
It was in Memphis. Denim was North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
The fattest ass.
Mm.
Whoa.
Had a widow.
Man, I said,
look at that. This is so racial.
That's hilarious.
They know us by now.
I knew it.
Yeah, same nigga.
Y'all black for real.
Until y'all start sharing us, we ain't gonna get canceled, so we just gonna keep talking.
Trying to get canceled, so y'all can
please, God.
Nigga emoji balloons.
Man, if we get what canceled, this shit,
melon emojis.
Melon emojis.
Melon emojis. And hot sauce.
What a hot sauce shit, at.
Boy.
What's her name?
Mm-hmm.
We did it bad.
Hot and tasty.
Hot and tasty.
I can't remember anything. But yeah. Yo, if you want to have your product commercialized on this show and promote it,
and
hit us up.
Just don't be a fuck nigga.
Don't be a fuck nigga, but have your money ready.
Yeah.
Have your money together.
Take all money, your man. Unless you did something to somebody
what's
we know.
What's the ugliest piece of merch you done seen? Like, what's the ugliest, like, T-shirt from an independent T-shirt company.
When Big Horn first started, bro, he was struggling. He got it together now, but that shit used to be not the lick.
Yeah, the loyalty shit fresh with the price tag on.
Now he got it together. Now he got like the whole.
He got a whole little run. He got a few of them.
But yeah, shout out to Horn. What else?
I hate shit with a lot of words on it.
Oh man, I ran into my bad.
Go ahead.
I ran into a nigga at our show, the Dynamic Duo Tour. We was in Chicago, and my dog, when the fans had on a black hoodie, but the damn pocket was ripped. He said, man, this shit ripped first day I got it. I said, not the first day, bro. Ain't no way.
Oh, this mine? Goddamn, twins.
You the only one saying
that. Put a stitch in that hold on, bro. Goddamn.
I was like, either you kept wearing that bitch for a while because that shit was wore out.
Bro, put a safety pin in that motherfucker's song.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Love yourself. Put a stitch in that.
That one was just defective, man. All the other ones been good.
But you can also put a stitch in it or get the dry cleaner.
You shouldn't have to do that. I feel
what I'm saying. You could just.
You
know you finna wear it out.
You know how to stitch?
Yeah, I bet he's.
Yeah, I know how to stitch, nigga.
Fat.
All right.
He got skill.
What they got to do with fat, nigga?
I just want to make a joke.
That's funny.
He said, what they got to do with fat? I don't know, nigga.
Hey, shout out to Maurice Sims, you know what I'm saying? But that
don't
nigga
that
merch.
Nigga, he wears shorts, nigga.
That nigga merch be looking crazy.
Okay.
Maurice
okay.
got merch?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he got his ATL comedy shows.
It's just it's a color what choices. He
high colorways.
This nigga gave me a burgundy with a... A burgundy mixed with a royal blue sleeves.
Ooh.
Royal blue sleeves, burgundy.
Like the Sacramento Monarchs.
Blue,
he got
like
a Negro League shirt.
Teal blue logo.
Yeah, he be I'm trying like, the colors
gee,
out.
Gee, what's going
That's
on?
That's why he give those away. I think he get
like this one ain't come out.
Sell out, sell the white and black ones, yeah.
This nigga got you dressed like a trapper keeper.
From 83, for real.
Shout out to Maurice, though. Cats Cafe, Monticello Lounge. If you're looking for something to do in Atlanta, man, y'all got to
tap in.
That's their last ad they get for free, too, right?
Wonder if they'll do Clutch.
Yeah, I think so. Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I never Sunday been, night. But.
And I wonder.
Yeah, Uptown. I'm glad I got outside, man. I hadn't been on stage. Well, I had.
Did you get a set, too?
No. Oh. Well, I did. I made it a set.
No, I mean, like, did you go up before the roast?
No, I had a Friday. I was in Philly with Desi. And Philly, two shows.
Philly, Helium?
No, we was at a theater.
Oh, word.
Can't think of it. It was a nice, big-ass event space theater. It was cool. It had a bar and shit. It was a good time. Good time. Went to look at the party and shit. It was a lot of niggas in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas was partying. It's cold outside.
Yeah. Oh, that shit. Yeah.
Man, yeah.
Get them dollar pizza slices.
Yeah. Them motherfucking cheese days was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces.
Yeah. The niggas in Philly.
Yeah. They got some good food and aggressive women.
Man.
What's up, young bull?
Right. Young bull.
So like Meek Mill around this bitch.
That one girl, what's her name? Jade from Wildin' Out. She was a Wildin' Out girl. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Dark skin. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, what up, young bull? I'm like, young ma'am.
I feel like all them can ride dirt bikes.
All them busy 12 o'clock boys.
Fuck the water boy. 12
That's
o'clock.
A rose. Your mama 12 o'clock boy.
Your mama a whole 12 o'clock boy out here. She got caught by the police.
She keeps stealing Kawasaki's, nigga.
Her hand scraped
mama
up.
Mama Willie popping the hell.
Your mama in a dirt bike gang.
Your mama in a dirt bike gang is crazy.
That's funny, nigga.
Your mama could sew.
Comedy.
You can sew? Yeah, I can sew, nigga.
Yeah, I can sew.
I can sew, nigga. Where my boy, thimble, yeah. Nigga, get my thimble, nigga.
Make this shirt, cuz.
Get my thimble, nigga. You got a pattern? Nigga, I touch this shit right now, nigga.
What's a skill you wish you had that you don't?
I wish I could fix cars. Like build cars from scratch.
From scratch.
It's so dirty. Ugh. So nasty.
I wish I could do like shit around the house, like build stuff and, you know,
carpentry,
electrical.
Oh, electrical.
All that shit, all the shit like a real grown man would should do.
You want to be over to Wakefield Jones?
No.
Be a regular grown man. I want to be
a real man.
Bro, the funniest thing is watching Tyler open a box.
What?
A box
of any kind.
Nigga do,
this nigga can't open a box,
4.0 GPA. What is wrong with this machine?
The only time he work out when he opens boxes.
Machine. They done brought the machine. They got my shoes.
All that nigga snack boxes be torn.
Nigga was trying to fight Tyler. Just had him a FedEx box.
I don't know how to do this.
I was gonna rip your shirt.
I do have problems with everything.
I almost ripped your shirt.
Anything arts and crafty or whatever, bro. I struggle, man. I struggle with so doing weird, stuff with my bro. Hands, dog.
Nigga Tyler and Sigma pain. Ah, you bitches.
The only thing I do is play with pussy and write
you
jokes.
You stress me. Nigga done wrote a whole monologue over with paint. I tell you what I did paint. Your ass ain't looking right.
Hey, bro. Oh, that's funny, man.
I'm doing crafts. Nigga just
I can't.
Tyler doing crafts.
Hey,
you made them sock puppets, though.
You did do crafts, nigga.
That, yeah, that was out of
boy, niggas was getting. I had got a snack. 3 weeks sock puppet theater. I was like, let me get some chips. The
nigga, I think I left them shits in my apartment when the nigga got killed.
What?
Remember I told y'all last episode, a nigga got killed in my apartment. In my parking deck, and I left 2 days later.
Yeah, but this time you said apartment. So I was like, wait a minute. Right.
Hey, man.
Did the sock puppet kill him, Tyler?
That's a lesson in headlines, in writing headlines.
Are you sure?
You got to get there.
The sock puppet didn't get angry at him and kill him?
Nah, well, nigga got shot. But I just went to Michael's, and they had everything I needed. I was like, yo. Real quick, I'm not slow, but I make sock puppets. So I it was like, say no more. And then niggas just walked me through. Like, they showed me the googly eyes. It was like, you use this yarn to make hair. And I was like, I was at home. This is middle of COVID. I did it.
How long can take you to make the sock puppets?
Long time, bro. Way too long. I wanted to quit. I wanted to just use the regular sock, but I was like, nah, I need to make a woman.
Boy.
You bought some women's socks? No.
I mean, I put hair on it like for the women characters.
You put pubic hair on that motherfucker. On the arm.
Oh, man. Hey, man, Stony Atlas.
Coach comments.
The merch is on the way, brother. Said, I need more than Culture hoodie. I got you, man. We are.
You're going to be on the Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon.
We are progressing. We are under progress. Under progress. All right, here we go. This is the Culture comment. At King Meek 6. He's a repeat offender on here. Ferg dressed like Jada Pinkett.
Oh, my God. You do.
The Book of Ferg.
He's so free.
The Red Table Ferg.
Red Table Ferg.
You got another one?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm done. I was waiting on Kamal.
All right, Kamal. No, take us out.
He ain't got no words of wisdom to leave us with, man. Nobody. Y'all should do one.
Come on now.
Let's leave him. Let's let everybody leave.
All right, you ready for it? This is a Devin the Dude parable. Anything is plenty, man. And is better than now. That's it. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Use what you got to get what you want.
Look at me, them Ronnie Ho quotes. There's another line in the movie.
You
doing it just like come on.
They got a real list.
Nah, look, it's about that time. my name is Remo Rod. I'm gonna do the come on, Secret Genius. Words of wisdom, so I can get you through the day to get you through the next week. Remo Rod and the words of the week I did. Walking out the club with money on shoes like toilet paper.
Smart on top.
That nigga read a joke premise.
Smart on top.
Dumb on the bottom.
Dumb on the bottom. You know why I knew he wasn't gonna say shit when he did his pan like this and I heard brrr. Brrr. It's like his piano keys.
For these are washboard jeans, bro. I can wash other jeans on these jeans.
Astronaut jeans.
Bro, get the fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Just walking out of the club.
Hit him with the
big build up too, boy. God,
it was good. It was funny, man.
More Than Coach is the brand podcast. Remo Rod, Kamal the Secret Genius, Tyler Chronicles.
I keep touching the mic.
Ronnie Jordan.
Not to touch it.
Man. We out, man.